little bit. I think we did it pretty much exactly the same way, which I thought was pretty good last time. I'm hoping it works out the same way. Yeah. I think it helps.
There was a point, I think, last week where Keenum hit like 19 in a row or something.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Well, he's completing them. He's throwing them. I think their offense has gotten better and better every game that they've played, which is scary for us having to play them in the seventh game. The offensive line's playing better together. The quarterback, I've always thought, was a really smart football player and could function the way they need. The running back, the wideouts they have. I mean, they're a good football team when we look at them.
You think you'll have Eli Apple on
Sunday? We're hoping. He did a little bit more today. You know, that's Ben's call. You know, I certainly don't want to set him back like is what happened last time. I mean, he came off the hamstring, and then it set him back with the groin. So we don't want that to happen. So we'll have to be smart about it. I'm sure Ben will make that decision on Sunday.
How close is BRC back to 100%?
He looks good. I mean, he's been running around pretty good this week. I think we'll be okay there, but I don't want to, you know, count my chickens before they hatch. I mean, I'm watching both of them dancing through the window there right now, so... They can't be all that bad. You know. That's what the music will do. I don't know if I've ever done one of these with the music going. It doesn't seem to be affecting anybody, so we can go, right? Yeah.
How has Andrew Adams played?
Andrew's been solid. Look, he has made some normal rookie mistakes. You know, they show up in the game, but. If those mistakes as a safety can be ones that don't kill us in the football game, you know, we can survive them. But, you know, he had to step in there going from practice squad, not getting a lot of reps, having to be thrown in the fire right away. I think he's done an admirable job, really.
Well, he was standing up a lot on Sunday.
Yeah.
Is that wrist related? Or is that
part of it. Yeah. Yeah, part of it is. And he's been on different sides. It's been hard for him to figure out, you know, because it does bother him. You know, he doesn't use it very much all week long. And then I think the adrenaline of the game gets him going and he plays. But he's getting better. You know, hopefully he's over the hump with that and won't affect him as much. We hope.
So switching sides is pretty much just related to that? Or
Both. I mean, calls. And sometimes in the course of the game, if it starts to bother him, he feels more comfortable versus the run on one side. So we try to help him as much as we can. We're always talking about it. Always talking about it.
Not to disclose your game plan, but it seems like a lot of teams when they face the Rams want to stop Gurley first. Is that?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, if you don't find a way to do that, I mean, they're pretty smart. They just keep giving them the ball. So I think it all begins there, like most teams that have a good running back. And if we can't do that, it'll be a long day. So we're focused on it. Hopefully the things we have in place will take care of that and then take care of the pass game. I mean, one thing we'd like to be able to do is come up with the ball a little bit more. So worked on that quite a bit.
Is there anything for you going against the Rams? Coaching against
the Rams? No, it's the Los Angeles Rams. I was in St. Louis. Not really. Not really. We've played a lot of teams this year already that I've been to. So.
Can you comment on Landon Collins? He looks like he's really been, you know,
a
prospect there.
Look at Landon, second year. We tell him he's not a rookie anymore because you get past your third game in your second year. He functions with the guys, the vets, really well. I think having played at Alabama, I think really helps those guys. It's not too big for him. It never was at the beginning. It isn't now. The one thing I really like about him is when he makes a mistake or something doesn't go well, he's the kind of guy that can shake it off really quick. Just moves on to the next play. It doesn't stay with him. And he works every day. We're always doing ball drills. He's always talking about the scheme. He's done a great job.
Has he been bothered much by the fact that, you know, he hasn't had a consistent partner back?
Yeah, he wouldn't say that because you just play with the guy that's there. But there's something to that. It's like anything else, when you get a little bit of chemistry with somebody, it makes you feel more comfortable in the course of the game. And I'm sure he's been working through that. But right now him and Andrew are working pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, we try to get him in that spot as much as we can. But as a safety in this league, you're going to be asked to go deep and make those kind of plays. And, you know, last year there was some I think he'd like to have back and have made. You know, I think he would have liked to have come up with a couple of those balls this past year, although one wouldn't have mattered because we ended up with the roughing the quarterback. But, again, that was one of the things I was saying. Can we work on that every day? I think he's gotten better at it. And hopefully somewhere along the way here, something deep. and will land in his hands and will be positive.
Do you believe defensive players can improve their ball skills?
I do. I mean, I always give them the look. Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer of all time, and he went out every day and hit 1,000 nine irons. You know, I think if you do something over and over, especially catching, you know, ball skills, I think you can get better at it. And he wants to, and he does it all the time.
Did I miss you being asked about the RC's penalty?
You didn't miss it. I forget. What penalty
the
are you talking about?
That, yeah, I don't, when he had the incident.
Was that last week?
Yeah. Last week. Have you heard back from the league on that?
I haven't heard anything. You'd have to ask Ben about that one. I'm not going to go there. Yeah, well, back there on the back end, it's probably no different than when the ball goes over your head, the receiver catches it, you got to tackle him and get up and play again. If you get caught in what happened on the last one and why it happened and who's at fault, you know, then it could be a problem. Our guys had to recover from that. I think they did when we finally had to go back out there after Odell scored. We found a way to win the game. So I was happy with that.
Find yourself stealing any glances at DT being out there?
Yeah, I did. I was just happy to see there was no boot on his foot. So I told him today, I thought he looked a little taller without the boot. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's good to see him moving a little bit.
It's been a long time, but yeah. You guys have been pretty patient with that situation.
Yeah, because you're being smart. I mean, look, you hurry guys out there, then you're fighting something else. I mean, the ultimate goal is to get him back, get him healthy, get him playing. So hopefully we can, after this bye week, we'll get him. We'll see.
What final line is it between Ruff and the quarterback?
Yeah, they give you a step and a half or a step, whatever it is. And look, at when you slow it down, okay, you evaluate as a defensive line group. Okay, it's legit, it's not legit. If it's too close, you got to be careful. It's fourth down, hopefully it won't happen again.